This podcast is on the poem called A Call, written by Seamus Heaney. Before listening to the podcast, it would be helpful if you could read through the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook before you complete the activity. If you are working on this activity with others in your class, you could also have a brief discussion about the poem before you begin. The first heading is subject matter. The poem tells us about a phone call which Heaney made to his home place and asked his mother if he could speak with his father. Heaney's father is in the garden, where the speaker imagines him tending to his vegetables, and so his mother goes outside to call him in. In the silence, the speaker can hear the ticking of hall clocks, which reminds him of the passing of time and how death is counting down time for every man, but especially for his father, who is an elderly man. When his father picks up the phone, the speaker was very close to telling him that he loved him. However, the speaker does not utter these words. The second heading is theme. The passing of time is a central theme in the poem. Time's relentless passage almost prompted the poet to tell his father how much he loved him. In the poem, the speaker's insight into the nature of time is a stark reminder that his father, who is now an elderly man, will not live forever. He considers telling his father just how much he means to him, but is unable to express his feelings so directly. Note that the poet does not appear to be angry with time. He understands that death is a natural process and that everything frail will eventually receive a call and be summoned by death so that nature takes its course. For quote 3, can you select 3 images in the poem that make it an interesting or appealing or thought-provoking poem for you? Write your 3 quotations into your revision worksheet and then include a concise explanation for choosing each one. Our next heading is imagery. The poet uses very effective visual imagery in this poem. The image of his father out weeding in the vegetable patch is realistic and convincing. We can imagine the man down on his hands and knees, working along the drills, touching, inspecting, separating one stalk from the other. It is interesting that the father is on his knees as he works. Perhaps as a younger man, he would just be standing over his vegetable plot, bending over the plants as he weeded them. But now, as an older man, he has to go down on his hands and knees to complete the task. The image of the frail and leafless vegetation in the plot being pulled from the soil left the father feeling pleased but also rueful, mindful perhaps of his own increasing frailty as he ages. Inside the house, Heaney brilliantly evokes the quiet atmosphere, but then notices the grave ticking of the hall clocks. The image here suggests that time ticks along in the background, often unnoticed, but in reflective, quiet moments, we become aware that its passage is relentless. It just doesn't stop. Heaney also uses personification in imagining death as a type of grim reaper, summoning every man to his final resting place. You can read more about imagery in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is language. In a poem about communication, Heaney opens it with some dialogue. The poet has clearly asked to speak with his father, and his mother replies, telling him to hold on until she calls him in from the garden. Note how Heaney uses verbs in their present participle form. Look, for example, at touching, inspecting, separating, pulling up. All of these verbs emphasize that Heaney has a clear picture of the work his father is doing because he would have seen him working on his vegetables many times before. Several lines are conversational. This creates the effect of the poet speaking directly to us, sharing his story and his insight. For example, next thing he spoke, and I nearly said I loved him. The poem shows the power of language in our lives and the role it can play in our relationships with each other and with the world. The poet can tell us that he loved his father, but probably regrets that he was unable to directly say to his own father that he loves him. Our next heading is form. The poem of 17 lines is arranged into stanzas of 3, 7, 4 and 2 lines, with one closing single line. It is interesting how the poem sits on the page. From stanza 2, which opens with, "So I saw him," this 7-line stanza is followed by a quatrain of 4 lines and then a couplet of 2 lines and finally the one single line to the end of the poem. Physically, the lines are almost being thinned out, reduced down to a single line, which reminds us of the father thinning out the plants in the garden. The form then, you could say, underlines the poem's theme of the passage of time, and it suggests how little time remains in the father's life before he will receive a call from death. We move on now to sound. There are several sound effects in this poem. Onomatopoeia is used in describing the hall clocks in the phrase "the ticking of hall clocks." The reflection of the sunlight is suggested through sibilance in the repeated S sound in the phrase "glass and sun-struck pendulums." In the phrase "the phone lay unattended in a calm of mirrored glass," the assonance between those long vowel sounds slows down the poem's rhythm and gives the effect of the poet waiting patiently for his father to come to the phone while the hall clocks tick through the silence. We move on now to tone and mood. The tone is quite casual at the beginning of the poem. The poet is told to hold on while his father is called to the phone. But then the poet becomes more introspective or more reflective. He can picture his father weeding in the vegetable bed, but he also thinks how pleased yet rueful his father is to remove any frail and leafless plants. The tone then becomes more sombre. The poet feels the grave ticking of the clocks and is saddened to think that death may soon summon his own father to his grave. There is a tone of regret in the closing line, with the poet nearly telling his father that he loved him. For most readers, there is a really strong sense of the love the poet has for his father, and yet we also feel saddened that the poet is unable to share those feelings directly with him. The poem probably strikes a chord in many of our lives, in that it can, even today, be challenging to tell our close family and friends that we love them. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. How did you feel when you read this poem? Did the poem resonate with you at all? That is, did it encourage you to think about special people in your own life and how time has affected or will affect them in the future? What do you think may have stopped the poet from telling his father how much he loved him? Why do you think many people can send cards to family and friends with the message that we love them, but we usually find it more difficult to say it directly to the person?